Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in exactly 15 minutes, we will be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, will be on the show coming up in 15 minutes. Before we get into today's show, I want to thank everybody who came out yesterday to our game with the guys. We were out at Legends Field watching the Kansas City Monarchs. Rob, it was so hot out there yesterday, I thought I saw the devil playing center field yesterday. It was hot, hot, hot. We appreciate all of you that came out and braved the elements and watched a little baseball with us yesterday. It was a really good time. We look forward to doing it again. And special thanks again to the Kansas City Monarchs for having us out there. So we are exactly 60 minutes, 1 hour away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Right now, the biggest story is the Royals trading Danny Duffy. At this point, if you're listening to Sports Talk Radio, you have heard all the details. If you don't know them, look them up. But Danny Duffy no longer is a member of the Kansas City Royals. Before we talk about the sports aspect and what this means, I would consider Danny Duffy to be a friend. Not going to make it seem like we're boys, like we hang out all the time, but we talked pretty frequently. We have had personal conversations. We have been around each other. We've hung out before. I like Danny Duffy on a personal level. But I do think we reached the point, at least with Danny Duffy, where his value became greater on another roster than it was for the Kansas City Royals. We're talking about a player who was injured, whose contract is expiring, and maybe you can bring Danny Duffy back in the offseason. I'm sure he'd be willing to listen, and he loves Kansas City as much as he loves being out there on the left coast. But this is what had to be done. But one of my criticisms with how this trade deadline has been handled, and we'll see if that changes over the course of the next hour, part of being a leader is doing the difficult things. Trading a left-handed injured pitcher for a player to be named Lazor is an easy thing to do. Sure, it might be difficult because of the emotions and the equity built up, but if we're looking at it from a business and trying to do what is in the best interest of the Kansas City Royals, it's a fairly easy thing to do. He was the lowest hanging fruit to pluck off of a trading block tree. Now the Royals are asked to be forced to do more difficult decisions. Whether it's Carlos Santana, whether it's Scott Barlow, you're asked to make more difficult decisions. And it doesn't seem like Dayton Moore is ready to pull the trigger when it comes to those trades. We'll get into that more coming up, but I want to play this for you. This is Dayton Moore on the background of how the Duffy trade came together.
And of course, we began really kind of having these discussions with Danny prior to the All-Star break. And obviously he wasn't on the IL at the time. And then when he went on the IL, it put everything on pause. So there wasn't really anything that we could do. But there were a couple teams that were still willing to, look to do a deal, with Danny. Obviously, the return, the potential return had changed greatly because he's on the IL. And so that's just part of the game. That happens, unfortunately. But we still felt that the return was value enough for us to do what was right for the organization and also do what was right for Danny, because I do know that you know, he had a desire to pitch, you know, for the Dodgers and be in a pennant race and potentially, you know, win a World Series. That was appealing to him. So anyway, that's what we did.
So that was Dayton Moore as he met with the media discussing the trade of Danny Duffy to the Los Angeles Dodgers. On a personal level, I'm happy for Danny Duffy for all of the things that we just heard from Dayton Moore. He gets the opportunity to go back to California. He's 2 hours away from where he grew up. He grew up a Lakers fan, grew up a Dodgers fan, loves Los Angeles. He gets the opportunity to go to a winning team that will play a lot of important games between now and the end of the baseball season. He gets a chance to show that he's healthy, pitch him big games, and put himself in a position to make a lot of money next season. I could not be happier on a personal level for Danny Duffy. But I also understand from a Kansas City perspective, and I mean this more from a fan aspect, I understand why this one hurts. In an ideal world, Danny Duffy stays. This contract works out a little bit better for the Kansas City Royals. He ends up being the one or the two starter that the Royals thought whenever they signed that deal, and you live happily ever after. But life isn't a fairy tale. Life isn't a perfect story where you can fit it neatly into a box. And that's not how Duffy's story ended up in Kansas City. But I've always felt like there was a very close connection to Danny Duffy. Is the love that I think Kansas City has for its own, the love and pride that Kansas City has for itself and its standing in this country. I think Danny Duffy understood that and also knew how to reciprocate it. It's one thing to love Kansas City because the people are very friendly. It's another thing to also want to give back to Kansas City. And one thing I've seen over the last 24 hours since we found out about this trade is how many people had very unique stories of encounters or run-in with Danny Duffy. He is one of the good guys, where Kansas City was not just the place that he worked, not just the place that he played. He also made a very active effort to make it home, to make it a part of family, to be a part of the community. And that is a somewhat unique quality and characteristic for a professional athlete to have. I also think the closeness that Kansas City has to Danny Duffy is, I think Danny Duffy's story is pretty relatable. He's someone who just has had a very relatable story in front of everybody. Young, burdened with a lot of expectations, a lot of money, necessarily couldn't always live up to it, but you knew inside there was a good heart who wanted to be better, who pushed for more, who had a desire for more. At the core, that's who I think Danny Duffy is. At the core, that's who I think most people are. So I understand that today where we live is a little bit worse because Danny Duffy has now moved. And I think I speak for virtually everybody. I wish Danny Duffy nothing but success. He moves on to his next endeavor and playing for a new organization when he's never done that before. Danny Duffy's entire adult life has been as a member of the Kansas City Royals. Now it's a new opportunity, a new chance, a new start, a fresh start for a team that has a chance to win a World Series. So again, good luck to him. So as we get closer and closer to the 3 o'clock deadline, my biggest point of contention right now with the Royals and how they're handling the deadline are two moves. So this is Mike Feinstein. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Per sources, several teams are trying to acquire Royals right-handed pitcher Scott Barlow, who is arbitration eligible for the next 3 years. Kansas City's asking price is rightfully high, so it is far from a lock that Barlow gets moved by 3 o'clock Central. Dayton Moore has a lot of skills. I think he does a really good job at understanding people, evaluating people. He has done a fantastic job of creating a culture. He has done a really good job of getting everybody in his organization to buy into his culture and to buy into his vision and leadership. He does a really good job at trades. Dayton Moore's number one skill and asset as a general manager is finding people like Scott Barlow. I don't have to give you the names. Scott Barlow, they have recreated at least 12 times. Have you ever watched a television network and all the people on the network look exactly the same? Same height, same build, same hair color, same eye color. They look exactly the same. Like, it's like they went into a factory and they created the same person 100 times and keep trotting that person out there. That's what the Royals have done with their bullpen basically since Dayton Moore's got here. why have this closeness to Scott Barlow when right now you can trade him, add some assets, and just go make another one? If there's anybody in Major League Baseball who has the ability to just wake up in the morning and create a new Scott Barlow, who is a 28-year-old relief pitcher, it's Dayton Moore. Maybe you want to keep him, but we got other guys in the pipeline, other guys in the system. I feel confident in my ability in free agency to go out there and sign a guy to a one-year deal, sign a two-year deal, and we can replace Scott Barlow. But right now we have the opportunity to pick up a couple of valuable prospects and commodities for down the line when we think we're going to be good. We're playing this game with Scott Barlow? Another player other teams have called about Carlos Santana, and the Royals are steadfast. They want to keep him because they believe they're going to be competitive in 2022. So, okay. If the Royals are making all of these moves because they firmly believe they're going to be good in 2022, that's fine. That's your right as an organization. Hey, we're not selling off these assets at 70 cents on the dollar. We know what they're worth, or we're not interested in trading them because we're going into next season like we're going to be competitive. At some point, Dayton's got to hand us something. I get it. Dayton went to the World Series in 2014. They won the World Series in 2015. We're talking about 2022, and the light at the end of the tunnel continues to get pushed back and pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. So if the Royals don't trade Whit Merrifield today, which doesn't appear they're going to, if they don't trade Scott Barlow today, also doesn't appear that they're going to. If they don't trade Carlos Santana, who again, doesn't appear like they're going to, then at some point there has to be some level of expectation, some sense of urgency with the Royals. You guys gotta be better than what you're giving us. You gotta be better. The Royals keep openly telling us they think they're going to be better, yet move the goalposts mid-game. They're supposed to be good this year. They're supposed to be a team who competed for a full 162. I don't think that's going to happen. So we don't know what next season is going to look like. We don't know what they have up their sleeve. They get the Duffy's contracts off the books. I think Witt Jr. is going to be up here next year. Maybe Nick Prado joins the team at some point in the middle of next season. We can talk about next season when next season gets here. But if they're not making, I would say, very obvious trades to contending teams who want to solidify their team by picking off your good players, that's within your right as an organization. You better be right and be competitive next year, because Carlos Santana's value is stronger now than it will be if you try this process next year. Scott Barlow's value is higher now than it would be next year. So you're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice that you're going to be good next season. At some point, you have to turn that into wins and losses. And unfortunately, it's been way more of the losses than it's been of the winning. Coming up on the other side, don't turn that dial. We will be joined by the starting quarterback for your Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes will join us on the other side. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Gene Taylor caught up with the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, to talk everything conference realignment. We'll play that for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. But earlier today, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to one of the most prominent American athletes. He is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversation started with the very simple, Pat, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Hot out here, but it's going good.
Absolutely, Pat. It's been a long time since we've talked, and every time we talk, you're off doing something. You're in Lake Tahoe playing golf with Justin Timberlake. You're on the cover of Madden. You've got a new child. You've had a very busy offseason.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, pretty busy, but being able to soak up as much time to relax and be with the fam.
So, Patrick, let's say that it is June 6th, for example. It is late at night. Baby is crying. Baby gets up in the middle of the night. Who has to get up, you or Brittany?
Brittany's been doing it for the most part. But I'll tell you what, man. That we've been blessed. Started sleeping all the way through the night. She has been for a little bit now. I know my. I've been sitting there. I know my second baby's going to be waiting up the night and ready to sleep.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, so you are now part owner of Sporting. You're part owner of the Royals. You're part owner of Sporting. You also keep close, very tabs with the women's soccer team because of your fiance. When did you start to feel like Kansas City was your home, where the community embraced you, but you also had that same love back towards this community?
I mean, it was pretty immediate. I mean, from the moment that I got here, I mean, from coming down, even after the draft day, Kansas City has embraced me fully. And they've shown me support. They've shown my family support. They really welcomed everybody in with open arms and be part of it for a long time, being a part of these different organizations that have been staples in Kansas City and that they support. It's just the first step of being here for a very long time.
Right now, you're sort of our de facto ambassador to the world with how many people you come into contact with. You certainly come into contact with people who have never been to Kansas City before. What's your message to sort of sell them to come visit?
The biggest thing that I talk about is the people. I talk about how they embrace you. They love you. They show you love no matter where you're from. Obviously, we have some of the best sports teams around the country, and to be able to have them in Kansas City with the support that we have as a fan base, it's second to none.
You have been following the Olympics. I've been following the Olympics. It's one of those things where you, like, randomly find yourself watching water polo in the middle of the night, and you're like, how have I not been watching this? This is so enjoyable. So let's say that you could become an Olympic-level athlete at anything. What would you pick?
I would for sure either be track or swimming.
Why is that?
First of all, I've always wished I was fast, like preschool. So that would be the 100 meter, running in that 100 meter would be awesome. And then to see the swimming and how competitive it is and how it's like, no matter who gets in that final heat, they can win. And then how close those finishes are, those things get you excited every single time.
I know your job is hard and not a lot of people obviously can do it, but I watched that swimming and I'm thinking, you just swam for 2 minutes doing this breaststroke and you don't seem very tired. Like, they seem like otherworldly when they do this.
Oh, 100%. And like, you see like Katie Ledecky doing like 1500 meter freestyle swimming and she's just going. And every single time she's doing 50 meters, it's exactly the same time. You're like, how do you be that consistently fast swimming for that long? I mean, it's truly remarkable.
So Usain Bolt actually said that he would race Tyreek Hill. Who do you think wins that race?
Man, I mean, it's going to be a tough one, but I mean, I'm always taking my guy Tyreek, man. I'm taking him versus anybody. But if it's a 40, I think Tyreek has at least a chance. If they start getting a little bit longer, you know, you say it starts building speed pretty quickly there with the long legs. But I'll take Tyreek in a 40.
There aren't many people I would take in a race over Tyreek Hill. That might be the one person I'm like, nah, he got you, bro. He got you.
it's definitely, he's going to have the odds in his, I mean, odds in his favor with Usain. So Tyreek might have good odds on him, so I might beat those odds.
On a very serious note, because I think you're the perfect person to ask this question to, you obviously know the backstory with Simone Biles and everything that's happened. You're one of the few athletes in this country that can identify with the level of pressure and expectations. How do you deal with those pressures and expectations?
I've actually done stuff with my mental health and trying to those and really internalize and have perspective of that pressure since college. Kingsbury had kind of a guy come in and talk to me about different stuff like that. And then having people around you that you can talk to, I think, is a big thing. Being able to talk with people around you that you trust and that you love and try to keep it in perspective of, I mean, we're trying to do the best and be the best at what we are, but at the same time, it's just a sport. It's not your whole entire life. I think if you keep it in perspective, you can go out there and be the best that you want to be.
I was actually talking to one of my good friends, Jeremy, about this, and you work in one of the few professions in which people can see you fail in real time. Most people live at a job, and if they have a bad day at work, it's just not public. It's not broadcasted. That you live in a world in which people see your heights, people see your lows, people see all of these things. And I can understand how if you're a 21, 22-year-old person, that would be a lot of pressure and expectation if, like, you constantly have to live up to.
Yeah, 100%. And then in the constant battle that you have to have, you know, you're at the top of your game every time you're in those things. And four years, pretty much every single day, so that she can be at the Olympics and be at these world championships and be performing at the best of her ability. And so for her, just like kind of other guys have done and retired and came back to the sport or sat out different things, I mean, it was the best thing for her at that time. And she'll be back. She'll be better. I'm sure she'll win more goals for us as USA.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, for a couple of more minutes. Patrick, the last time you and I talked, the Big 12 was in great standing. Now when we have this conversation, they are not in great standing. What's your take on what's happening with Texas and Oklahoma and making the move to the SEC?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, as someone that's kind of a traditionalist, it's sad to see. I mean, with those rivalries that they have, the Big 12 Conference. But at the same time, people evolve, people change, and I know Texas Tech will find a way to persevere through this and find a way to be in the best situation possible whenever that does happen, and they do either continue the Big 12 with other teams or go somewhere else. I'm just excited for the new opportunity that we'll have, and I know that we'll be the fearless champions that we always are.
If you had to pick, where would you like Texas Tech to go? I'm not sure if the SEC is a viable plan. Do you think they make sense in the Pac-12? Would you like to go somewhere else? Like, if they came to you and said, what's your suggestion on where we should go, what would you tell them?
For me, I mean, it's either you find a couple of teams like Houston, SMU, or something like that, get in the Big 12, or you just go to the Pac-12. I mean, those Arizona schools are right there. Colorado's right there. It might be a little bit of a trip to Washington and then Washington State, but I think we can make some good stuff happen out there in the Pac-12, so that'd probably be it for me.
I'm going to give you a chance to shout out, like, one of your old, like, stomping grounds back when you were in college. So, like, keeping it with this, you obviously know about name, image, and like. Let's say that some Lubbock company comes to a young Patrick Mahomes and says, we want you to endorse our brand. Name, image, and likeness. What would you have picked back in college?
Man, dude, there's so many out there in Lubbock. So many of those, like, hometowny little places. But I'm sure there'd be a couple companies that would reach out to me, especially in Lubbock. It's like Lubbock, Texas is like its own country, man. There's nothing else out there but Lubbock.
Something tells me that you would have never had to pay for any meals while you were the quarterback at Texas Tech.
No, yeah, it wouldn't have been many.
Last thing here, today I saw the video with you, your fiance, and your daughter when you get in the Madden thing. Pretty cool. Like, I know you maybe expected to be 99 because you were 99 last year, but the whole video production was actually really well done.
Yeah, as a little kid, you dream about that stuff, and that's stuff that we all want to do. So, I mean, every single year, and to get that, especially at the beginning of the year, and be a 99, just your hard work's paying off.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Patrick, man, I always appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. I'm reading the text line right now. Text line 913-576-7610. Some of you guys on the text line think that Tyreek Hill would beat Usain Bolt in a race. Text line, you guys have to put this on a Twitter poll. Tyreek wins this race, and it's not even close. He's called the cheetah for reasons. I don't think you guys understand how fast Usain Bolt is. I don't think you guys understand. To give you an idea of how fast Usain Bolt is, I won't even talk about Usain Bolt yet. Let's talk about really fast NFL players. We would deem DK Metcalf to be really fast, right? DK Metcalf ran a 4.33 at the combine. DK Metcalf is a incredibly fast human being. He tried for the Olympics. He couldn't qualify for the Olympics. DK Metcalf ran a 10.36. He's super fast. He finished ninth in his own heat. He had the 15th fastest time out of the 17 people who were qualifying in his meet. Doesn't mean DK Metcalf is slow. He's obviously not slow. He ran a 10.36 at 245 pounds. It's an insane athletic feat. He's not close. not close to being Olympic fast. We're talking about the person who won the gold in 2008, 2012, 2016. I know he ain't running this year, but let's not kid ourselves. Rob, I know that Tyreek Hill is super fast. I would not pick any football player in the world to beat Tyreek Hill in a race. There's probably some Olympic-level athletes that Tyreek Hill in a race will go out there and beat. Football fast and track fast are completely two different things. Usain Bolt beats him in a race. Beats him in a race.
Yes, he obviously beats him in a race. Like, the greatest thing about Tyreek Hill's speed, and maybe this is just me, is that, like, he can stop on a dime and he can change directions and not seem to deaccelerate, which is great on the football field. But in a straight line track event, Usain Bolt set the world record. No one in the history of the world was faster than Usain Bolt. I mean, I think it's broken in a few days by someone at this Olympics, but to date, Usain Bolt is the fastest man on earth. Tyreek Hill's fast. He's not the fastest man on earth. No knock to the man, not the fastest man on earth.
Text line 913-576-7610. I don't think that he could win in the 100, but we're talking about the 40. I'm picking Usain Bolt in a race against everybody. I'm picking Usain Bolt in a race against every living human being. There is not a human being that I am picking in a race over him. Not saying that Tyreek Hill is not fast. He obviously is very fast. Let's calm down between football fast and being faster than all those other football players than being faster than arguably the fastest human being that's ever lived. You can make an argument that Usain Bolt is the fastest human being ever. I don't think that's Tyreek Hill. Like you say, fastest in the world. There is no track athlete who is a sprinter who has accomplished and done more for as long of a period of time as Usain Bolt. We got a little bit too much dip on the chip here talking about Tyreek Hill. Coming up on the other side, speaking of Tyreek Hill, he narrowly missed out on being a 99 on Madden. Patrick Mahomes is a 99 on Madden. We'll discuss it. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive. So Madden has been releasing their ratings. kind of trickling it out, using it as a rollout to promote their upcoming video game. So they have officially announced the 99 Club. The 99 Club is as follows. Patrick Mahomes, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. Today, Mahomes in a video by EA Sports. It's a cool video. It's his fiance. They're holding their daughter. They come out there. They tell him that he has been once again named to be in the 99 Club. They give him a little pendant. He puts the pendant on his daughter. It's a cool video. If you haven't seen it, I advise you to go check it out. My question to you guys is 913-576-7610 is who else deserves this honor? Because, Rob, I'm looking at the list here, and I know you're not a huge Madden player, but you've played Madden enough to know. So Tyreek Hill is at a 98, right? But Tyreek Hill's speed is also 99. If you play Madden, you know that the overall rating doesn't matter nearly as much at those positions as the speed rating. So the fact that his speed is at 99 should basically make him a 99 player. I'm going to throw one more player in the 99 category. Why is Derrick Henry not a 99? What are we doing here? What are we doing that a guy who last season averaged 5.4 yards per carry, had three separate games in which he ran for over 200 yards. What's the argument against Derrick Henry on a video game not being a 99? I know I'm asking you to put aside your feelings for running backs, but we're talking about a make-believe video game. You're telling me that Derrick Henry and his accomplishments over the last 2 years don't deserve to be on a list with Mahomes, Devontae Adams, Kelce, Aaron Donald, and Jalen Ramsey? Derrick Henry not being in the 99 Club is insane. He's not even 97 or 98. He's a 96 on the game. He has the same rating as Nick Chubb. What are we doing here? Derrick Henry should be in the 99 Club with the rest of these guys. So I'm officially making a protest to the people over at EA Sports. Derrick Henry should be in the 99 Club. I don't know what more he can do to be in this list.
So the last couple of Madden games have come out. The gameplay's been mediocre at best. But you know what? Good job, Madden. Way to respect the game. No running back should be a 99. Outside of Reggie Bush at USC on whatever NCAA football game that was, none of them deserve a 99. Stay out of my 99 club. No, thank you. Madden sees what we all see. When you get Larry Johnson level of carries, you fall off a cliff. This man's going to fall off a cliff. You can't make a guy who's going to fall off a cliff be a 99. It's lunacy. Good job, Madden. Good job.
Decrease his rating over the season. Rob, I know it's been a while since you played video games. This isn't the Sega Genesis where they don't have the ability to update the roster. They have the ability in real time to either increase your rating or decrease your rating. You got to remove your own personal feelings toward. We're not talking about you drafting Derrick Henry with the number one overall pick. We're saying in terms of their dominance at their position, Mahomes, we think he's the best quarterback. He should be a 99. Aaron Donald is a top five defensive player all time. He certainly should be a 99. Jalen Ramsey, best corner in the league. I get it. If you're giving out these chains to people who are the best at their position and giving them the 99, that holy grail, you're telling me Derrick Henry hasn't done enough over the last season and a half to warrant being on this same. What has Devontae Adams done in the league that Derrick Henry hasn't done? Derrick Henry has led the NFL in rushing the last two seasons, led the NFL in touchdowns the last two seasons. Last year, he ran for over 2,000 yards and had 17 touchdowns. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? This show is a Derrick Henry appreciation show.
No, it's not.
I don't know what side you're on over there. I don't know what you want teams to do. You want teams to throw it 65 times. You basically want every team to play like the Steelers. That's what you want. You want every team to play like the 2020 Steelers. They just throw it nonstop. They never run the football. They don't spend any resources on running back. No, I'm here giving love to the RBs.
I will tell you there is one glaring omission from the 99 Club. It's not a running back. It will never be a running back. I understand the internet can update things. They should continue to drop him from a 96 all the time. Let me tell you what the glaring omission from the 99 Club is. Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker should be in the 99 Club.
Hold on.
He's an elite kicker. No one is better at his position. I know Cody and Gold got cutesy for a couple weeks there thinking, oh, is Butker better than Tucker? He's not. Justin Tucker is automatic from anywhere inside of 60 yards and beyond 60. I bet he can make it there. 99 club for Justin Tucker. Derrick Henry should be an 89. I rest my case.
So just help me understand it. We could move on from this. I don't want to spend too much time arguing Madden ratings. I don't want to spend too much time. You're telling me that you are campaigning against Derrick Henry because of positional value, but you were campaigning for Justin Tucker, and we are to remove positional value. So the running back isn't valuable enough, but the kicker in Madden, because everybody on a controversial 4th-and-2 loves to settle for the field goals in the video game, we're letting Justin Tucker get the 99. That's what we're giving him? 99 overall?
99 club, Tucker. You're welcome, buddy.
Okay, this is sick. Text line 913-576-7610. Yeah, but they only take 5 players, so who is being removed? Add more players to your hypothetical list. It's Madden. Only take 5. Who came up with this only 5 players can be 99 overall? Madden. Change it. Change it. At one point, nobody got a 99. If you guys play Madden, you remember at one point nobody got the 100 speed. They just gave it to somebody. So just change it. We overestimate the ability to just change these things that we don't like, especially in these situations. Just change it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get back to baseball. It will be the official close of the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We'll also hear from Mike Matheny, Royals manager. He'll meet with the media after the trade deadline. Let's talk a little bit of conference realignment before we do that. So Gene Taylor, he is the athletic director at Kansas State University. He sat down with Wyatt Thompson and tried to calm some of the nerves when it comes to K-State fans.
You know, the championships we've won, how we've competed not only within the Big 12 Conference, but nationally, and some of the things we've accomplished, not just in football, but all of our sports and all of that. Look at our facilities and the wonderful fan support we have. You know, our bowl partners love K-State to come to bowl games. Now, those kinds of things is what makes K-State special and will put us in a great position as we work through this, you know, this transition period. You know, again, the goal is to keep this conference together as much as we can, with the exception of obviously Texas and OU. But from a fan's perspective, they don't need to panic. We're in a great position, and we're a great academic institution as well, and that plays a major role in this as well.
K-State fans, I've been on the Twitters enough over the last couple of days to know that you guys are very worked up. You guys are very angry. I'm going to tell you something that maybe nobody else wants to tell you, but it's a message that you need to hear. College football has never cared about you. Ever. This is one of those situations where you've just always had the right friends. You know? Like, there's some people in Patrick Mahomes' life we were using that are not getting into the club for free unless Pat is coming with them. Oh, yeah, you're Pat's friend. Oh, yeah, cool, come on. Pat decided to go to another club. Now you're trying to get back the table at Liv down in Miami, and they're like, yeah, no. Like, we was cool with you, but we was really cool with your mans. You are finding that out now in real time. I feel bad for what's happening to Kansas State. The powers at be have made a decision that is way above your pay grade. A billion-dollar company in ESPN has once again played Geppetto and Puppet Master and are making the schools dance to the beat of their own drum. This probably ends with you being left out. But this is also an American story. An American story that, if we're honest, all of us have signed up for in some form or fashion. We all have decided in a lot of instances to support big business over small local businesses. Rob, how many stories have we heard about Walmart coming into certain communities, or Dollar General coming into certain communities, or Dollar Tree coming into those communities and swallowing up the mom and pop store? You know what's happening? The SEC, which is Amazon, is about to swallow up the mom and pop store. That's what's going to happen. Oklahoma and Texas are very valuable entities. I'm assuming someone's going to look at Oklahoma State as also being a very valuable entity at some point. I don't think Oklahoma State gets left out. But now if we're playing the everybody's got to figure it out for themselves game, Kansas is probably going to be good. K Kansas has a strong foothold in the Kansas City area. They also have a very important asset, which is their basketball program. You don't have any of those things. And for the first time, if you're a K-State fan in your life, you are in danger of not having a seat at the table. And it sucks. It makes this city worse. It makes this show worse. If you are a sports fan in Kansas City, K-State not having a seat at the table makes all of our lives less enjoyable in covering, watching, and following sports. But this story is as American as anything. The powers that be have decided to crush the small rural community. We've seen this story play itself out a million times. I was going back and forth on Twitter with a couple of K-State fans. Wasn't contentious, at least not on my end. You can kick, you can scream, you can do all you want. Big business has decided that the money is going in this direction. And when the money decides what direction it's going in and you ain't part of the money, there really isn't much that you can do. So Gene Taylor also talked about the conversations that these teams are having about staying together. Here's what Gene Taylor had to say, AD at K-State.
Several conversations with Bob. Obviously, I've communicated with President Myers. Everything from, you know, the importance of sticking together and everything, the importance of positioning ourselves as an institution and athletic program in the best position we can be, not only within our conference, but really just talking, you know, from a strategy perspective, what do we need to do? What's best for the remaining eight members? And again, that's been a lot of the conversation and really just learning some things about, you know, the grant of rights and those pieces. And then moving forward, how do we move forward? The biggest thing is telling everybody, every president, every chancellor, we don't need to panic. We need to stick together. And that's been really the common thing.
Text line 913-576-7610. How can you say K-State has never mattered? They were one game away from the national championship. None of what's happening is about on-the-field competitiveness. K-State, from an on-the-field perspective, certainly deserves a seat at the table. Rutgers got chose in all of this. Rutgers. What has Rutgers ever done in anything? Name somebody who went to Rutgers who isn't Ray Rice. Rutgers has never done anything. During the last round of conference realignment, the Big Ten snatched up Rutgers. This is not about what you've done on the field. This is about money. This is about power. This is about what you bring to live television. Rutgers is attached to a very big market. The Big Ten's looking at it like, all right, I mean, we know Rutgers ain't very good, but they're a strong academic institution. They also expand our reach and our brand. If you're the Big Ten and you're thinking about expanding and you're thinking about adding Kansas, you've made your expansion. You've got the Kansas City market. You've got the people that you want tuned in, and you have increased your foothold in college athletics. I think the likely outcome for Kansas State is to join the AAC. I think that is the likely outcome. Kansas State, Texas Tech, TCU, those schools moving forward seem like logical and great fits for the AAC. You create sort of two divisions. Memphis can be in your division, and you kind of create a regional side on one side, the other side. And I would say if that's a conference that comes together, so it's K-State, TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, Memphis, UCF, Cincinnati, the winner of that conference probably makes an expanded college football playoff. Now, you probably don't get two teams in the college football playoff. You probably don't get two teams in the college football playoff, but the winner of that conference is probably the 10th, 11th, or 12th team in the college football playoff. That's all you really want in this from a business perspective. If your conference doesn't have a chance in the college football playoff at 12, then it is over for you. You're just playing college football for the money and for the exposure and for the fun. Which football provides all of those things. But that's all you really want is a path to the college football playoff. The Big 12 in here needs to swallow its pride to some extent. And you got to recognize the fact that Kansas is probably what's going to do in the best interest of Kansas. And it's not being included in whatever alliance you guys have. And the rest of the seven schools need to swallow their pride, join the AAC, who already has a relationship with ESPN, and move forward. That's That's what needs to happen for this story. I hate I had to be the one to give you guys this message because I promise you I'm on your side. I like Ema. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. But I'm here telling you what's realistic. You are not going to the SEC. You are not going to the Big Ten. You are likely not going to the Pac-12. The AAC is probably your best bet moving forward. It's not as fun. Not as cool. I'd figure out a way to play Kansas in the non-con and keep smacking them in football the way you guys have for the last 40 years. But history tells us you are probably not going to be in the same conference as Kansas, which sucks. But that's probably how this story ends. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk some Royals baseball as we will be at the official trade deadline. Listen to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Rob, before we go out of this, hit my found on the internet.
Nobody spends more time on the internet than CDOT.
You have 28 cat videos playing simultaneously?
He's watching SVU reruns. He's scrolling Twitter and he's selling hoodies. That's why we're bringing you Thoughts from the Internet on The Drive.
Okay, now, I need you guys to help me with something found on the internet because I don't understand it. I have not seen literally any of these movies. Isn't Scarlett Johansson in The Avengers? Didn't she just have a movie with Disney, Black Widow, that just came out, well, like 3 weeks ago? Now she's suing her employer? Doesn't make sense to me. I get it. When she first made Black Widow, she was expecting a massive payday. That's the kind of movie pre-COVID, Rob, that made $140 million at the theater, $150 million at the theater. Black Widow would have been everywhere. It had a good first week, especially in the midst of everything that's going on, but they released it on their Disney Plus premiere access. It was $30 a pop. Now, they did make $60 million off all of that money on the first week, so it ain't like nobody bought that bad boy. But is Scarlett Johansson, is she just now leaving the Avengers? Is she just now leaving the Marvel Cinematic Universe? What's happening? I don't know what's going on. Explain it to me, Rob.
So, first off, spoilers from a movie that came out in 2019, but that's just the way it works. At the end of Avengers Endgame, or maybe not the end, near the end of Avengers Endgame, her character perishes, dies, it's over, falls off a cliff, RIP to Black Widow. So her character is dead going forward. They, because Marvel and Disney had gotten a bad rap for not giving female heroes their own movies because, well, they hadn't outside of Captain Marvel, decided we're going to give you a movie. And to make it fit within the universe, since she's dead in the universe, they had to make it a prequel to something that occurs before Endgame.
They can't just, but they, I guess I'm asking, okay, I didn't know that. I've never seen Endgame. I haven't seen the last, what, three Avengers movies.
So there's only four. Never You've only seen one? What?
I've only saw the first one. It was like 2.5 hours long. I'm like, never again am I going to sit here and watch a long, stupid. I don't care that much. I'm not invested in any of their. If you like the Marvel movies, that's perfectly fine. I'm not interested in watching them, at least not all of them. So there was never a plan to make a Black Widow 2. Like, it was just going to be a one and done. They were just going to make $150 million on this one movie, and they were just done. There wasn't a sequel planned.
Well,
this wasn't like Black Panther. Like, they planned on keep making. They're still going to keep making Black Panther, and Black Panther died in real life.
So here's how Disney likes to do things nowadays, and Marvel 2. They use Black Widow as a way to introduce characters that will, in future movies, get their own movie. So her sister in the movie, Yelena White is Widow. 100% going to get her own.
What's her name? White Widow?
I don't think it's going to be White Widow.
I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know what it is.
It's not White Widow.
She's the Black Widow and this is the White Widow.
No, it's not a Black
Widow. Sounds like a very problematic movie title.
It's not the White Widow.
White Widow, Black Widow 2.
They use Black Widow to introduce characters that will be in future movies that will probably get their own movies.
Okay.
And she's pissed because she felt like she was going to make 50 mil off this and COVID happened and she didn't.
Okay, that I get it. That makes makes a lot of sense. I'm now caught up. I appreciate you helping me on Found on the Internet. Coming up at the top of the hour. Oh, the training camp hype is buzzing. I'll tell you for who. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.